nonprofit digital library with a mission of universal access to all knowledge. About 28 years ago, the founder of the Internet Archive, Brewster Kahle, pressed record on a new media called the web. And we've been working very hard every day since, getting better at doing just that, archiving much of the public web. We archive more than the web. We archive books and television news and microfiche and microfilm and academic papers, and I could go on and on. But the bread and butter of the operation here and through the Wayback Machine is archiving the public web. What I think we want to focus on today is efforts around archiving and making available material from the U.S. government. So in 2004 and every 4 years since, we have, in collaboration with others, focused on archiving much of what is published by the U.S. government before and after each presidential election. This is referred to as the end of term archive. You can read more about this by going to eotarchive.org. So every 4 years, we do a deep dive on tens of thousands of government websites and millions of pages. So this last time around, we endeavored to do this. We compiled a list of web pages and websites in collaboration with the Library of Congress, the National Archives and Records Administration, and the U.S. Government Publishing Office. So we have this. We had this big list, and before the election, we went through and we worked to archive as much of that material as we could. That was phase one. We did a second phase after the election. And we're now involved in a third phase of this work, which we started post-inauguration.
So can you tell us about what you understand the Trump administration is doing right now, removing thousands of pages related to diversity and gender ideology, as they say, as well as targeted scientific research and environmental justice data?
Yeah, absolutely. There have been thousands and thousands of pages removed. Many websites, for example, the USAID site, if you go to it right now, it just basically tells you how you can get your materials if you had been an employee there. A site called reproductiverights.gov. I could go on. Many, many sites are just gone. And then, like I said, at least 8,000, we actually don't know the number at this time, web pages have been removed. And these are web pages that deal with topics like education and health issues, climate change, aviation, weather. There was even a web page on the White House website about the U.S. Constitution that's not there anymore. And so the good news is that we've gotten pretty good at this effort. We, as I said, had done a very thorough job of archiving this material. I should also say that we do this work in collaboration with many other organizations. This end-of-term archive is a team effort. We work with Harvard's Library Innovation Lab, the University of North Texas, Stanford Libraries, the Common Crawl Foundation, and EDGE, Environmental and Data Governance Initiative. And I want to highlight the work of EDGE because what they have historically done is after the fact, after a change of presidential administration, they've gone in and tried to analyze what in fact had changed when the new administration came in. So they're deep in doing that work now. We also,
as we have 20 seconds for this segment, Mark.
Excellent. Okay. So, you know, I'd say the Wayback Machine is available to anyone. It's a free public service at web.archive.org.
Will it stay up?
It stayed up for 28 years, and we're pretty sure it's going to stay up for at least 28 more.
So,
absolutely.
Mark, we want you to stay with us. This is all too important. Mark Graham is the director of the Wayback Machine at the Internet Archive, also part of the end-of-term archive for federal websites. We'll do part two, web exclusive, posted online. I'm Mimi Goodman. Thanks so much for joining.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and available on the internet at wrct.org.
I don't know what I'm gonna do with my life. It's not fair, it's not right. I wasn't born to just endure all this strife.
Kenny Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. You were just listening to Layla McCalla, doing her song, The Capitalist Blues, off of the CD by the same name. Layla was not born in New Orleans, but she's one of a numerous list of musicians who have decided to live in New Orleans. At least last time I checked, Layla was there. And as you might have suspected, that song was recorded there. So the theme today is this is going to be our annual Mardi Gras show. We're going to play music related to New Orleans throughout the day, except we'll be able to throw in some new music for you, I hope. Let's see. What do we got going on here? Ah, PSAs. I'm going to give you a couple of PSAs here. Get those out of the way. We need to perform our public service here. Your eyes are the windows to your health. Schedule an eye exam to see if you're one of the 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can be easily corrected. Remember, healthy eyes make for a healthier you. For more information, visit I don't know. This is a government website. I don't know if it's worth visiting anymore or not. www.nei.nih.gov. I'm not sure that NIH still exists. Stop the editorial comments. Just read it. I'm going to start from the beginning there on the website, www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. This has been a message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes for Health and WRCT, Pittsburgh. Well, made it through that. We'll try another one. Oh, this one's going to be a lot easier. Addiction is a disease. Like any other disease, its effects can be devastating, separating parents from children, disrupting relationships, destroying communities. And like any other disease, addiction is not a choice. Power treats the disease of addiction through a full continuum of services designed especially for women. Call Power today at 412-243-7535, or you can visit their website at www.power-recovery.com to learn more. Okay. Next up, we have the Dirty Dozen Brass Band.
Uh-oh. You know what it's about time to do? We're going to New Orleans! Mardi Gras. Yes, I'm going to New Orleans.
down the Mississippi, down in New Orleans.
Let me tell you what was in that set we just finished up. We started it off with the Dirty Dozen Brass Band doing a live recording of Mardi Gras New Orleans, which I believe is a Professor Longhair song. That was off of a benefit disc for Katrina survivors called A Celebration of New Orleans Music. After that, we had Gary U.S. Bonds doing New Orleans, his first single. That was from a Greatest Hits LP. And then we had Ernie K. Doe doing A Certain Girl. I should say, this is Ernie K. Doe's, of course, big hit was Mother-in-Law. And I want to mention here that it appears that Ernie had a great relationship with his second mother-in-law. I don't know about his first, but his second mother-in-law was Antoinette's mother. Antoinette was Ernie's second wife, and she, after Ernie's passing, opened the Cato Lounge in New Orleans. It, of course, was in the Ninth Ward, so it was devastated by Katrina. It was rebuilt, and the song we played after A Certain Girl was Quintron doing Teenage Antoinette in honor of Antoinette Cato, and that was off of his 2003 release, Are You Ready for an Organ Solo? Quintron and Miss Pussycat had their own nightclub in New Orleans. I don't know if it still exists or not, given the usual lifespan of a nightclub. I suspect they don't, but I should have figured that out before coming on the air. Okay. Well, let's see. I should tell you about a couple of other shows that we have here on WRCT. First of all, I'm going to tell you about a Monday show, Ultraviolent, with DJ Peachy. No Clockwork Nine here, but we got DJ Peachy instead. Music that dances on the edges of the spectrum, where light turns electric and sound defies convention. From Brazilian house to Russian D&B and everything in between. Tune in on Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m. and let Ultraviolent illuminate the wavelengths of music. And then on Thursdays, we have Maladaptive Stargazing, an hour of songs about getting lost in the sounds of each storybook playlist, creating a daydreamed world full of every genre you can imagine. Maladaptive Stargazing is all this to the moon and back. Thursdays at 5 on WRCT. Okay. Now we're going to, are we? Are we ready? Yeah, we're going to play, what are we going to play? We're going to play one more old popular song from New Orleans, and we'll get into maybe what you might call a little heavier stuff. Not that this song is not heavy. This will, this may bring a tear to your eyes.
on the Delta. That's the time my heart is light. When it's darkness on the Delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. Fields of cotton all around me. Can't you hear us singing soft and low? Yes, I'm lucky that you found me where the muddy Mississippi waters flow. And we're lounging on the levee, listening to the nightingale.
back to New Orleans, down to Dixieland. I wanna watch you do the second line with an umbrella in your hand. Oh, you're so down, oh, girl. Ah, march on, baby. Ah, you look good. Yeah, 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 yeah. Blanket of clouds, stars for my night.
Let me tell you what was in that last set. The last song was by Jolie Holland, who is among those musicians who moved to New Orleans after a career elsewhere. In Jolie's case, raised in Texas, then moved to the Northwest, Vancouver, then to New Orleans. Okay, that was St. Dimpha off of her 2014 release, Wine Dark Sea. And before that, we had Alvin Robinson doing Down Home Girl. That's not a Rolling Stones song, by the way. That was off a Time Life compilation called New Orleans Sound. And then before that, we had Lizzie Miles doing Darkness on the Delta. That was off a fine, fine CD, Cook Records. I think you can get it on Folkways now. It was the name of the CD is Clambake on Bourbon Street. It's got two or three other cuts by Lizzie on it also. And last but not least, we started off with Irma Thomas doing Wish Someone Would Care. That was also from that New Orleans Sound CD. I think, if memory serves correctly, I think Irma was 15 years old when she recorded that. Okay. What was I doing when I was 15? Certainly not that. I owe you something. Oh, yes, yes. A message from one of our fine underwriters. Okay. WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millville. Attic Records is open 7 days a week, so if you got the music urge on a Sunday, they're there for you. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millville. More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordstoreinc.com. And let me also mention, if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org. For more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities, that's pr@wrct.org. Okay, we got one more New Orleans song, a Randy Newman tune, and then we'll play you some new music up until it is time for Zombo. Next week, what are we doing next week? Oh, yes, next week, it's... the week in which International Women's Day occurs, and we usually celebrate that by playing music by female artists. That really cuts down on the available music, doesn't it? We'll be doing that next week. And then the week after that, we're going to do something unusual. We're going to play songs that were, how do I put this? That Steve Albini was the producer. He would not like being called the producer. He wanted to be identified as the engineer or the electrician when he did that. But he's one of the few folks in that role who was comfortable with such a great variety of sounds and genres that you could play an hour of music that he had his hand in and not be bored by it at all. So that's what's coming up to Tuesdays for now. Now I give you Marsha Ball.
Evangeline. water in the streets of Evangeline.
Louisiana, treading troubled water. My head's above water now.
Heads above water now.
Couldn't find my way at first, but thanks to God I found my way so high.
playing in the background, you've got Akron's Librarians with Hickeys doing Listening off of their new CD, How to Make Friends by Telephone. Before that, we had Bruce Hoffman doing Waiting on a Hurricane. That was from the Pittsburgh Songwriters collection. Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle collection, 2025 edition. And before that, we had Zakiya Hooker, John Lee's daughter, doing Little Secrets off of her recent CD, Bluesman's Journeys. And we started the set off with Marsha Ball doing a, oh boy, this is really not doing things right. Live version of Louisiana. Not what it said, might say on your playlist, but that's a Randy Newman song about the 1923 floods. They didn't want New Orleans to flood, so they opened the floodgates and flooded everything south of New Orleans. That was off of a Rounder CD, Let Me Play With Your Poodle. That's going to do it for Kenny Joe. Zombo's up next. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Next week, we're going to be playing songs from female artists. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Hope to see you next week.
Club, but changes. The people look up with nothing in their eyeballs. They stare at billboards as if for guidance. There's something wrong here. I can't put my finger on. Same thing, same way. Every day, stupid fashion. Oh yeah. Drive out in sunset, but nothing's moving. The lights are green, or is that my imagination?